We're Masechet Ta'ani Taf Kaf Dalet, and we're starting at the bottom of Kaf Gimel Amud Bet, three lines from the bottom, the last two lines, Henu Trei. And the Shir this morning is Ilu Nishmat Moshe Meir Ben Yaakov, Ezra's grandfather, should be Ilu Foyd Neshama. So we're carrying on, going to Henu Trei Tamid Havu Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Eliashiv. Amulei Nibai Marach Malan, Dinichan Chim Tuva. So we saw yesterday a whole lot of examples. We had Chachamim who were able to do things. We saw the media story which we saw yesterday with Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv, that Rabbi Mani, who was it? Amar Kedach Kulei, who was it? I'm just quickly worthwhile, going to look quickly. Rabbi Mani have a Shachir, right? Rabbi Mani, right? He was the one who asked for his wife. His wife wasn't pretty, very pretty. He wanted to be rich, etc., etc. He's with his brother-in-laws. So the same story now. There were two Talmidim who came to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashiv. And we saw yesterday what kochot he had. So Amrulei, Nivai Marachme, Damim Farachamim Alan, for on us, the Nichakim Tuvim, which can be very clever. So Amrulei, Imi Hayata, I had those kochot. I don't have any more of that gone. I've given them away, sent them away. Obviously, I thought it was too much trouble. Rabbi Yossi, but Avin have a Shachiach coming, Rabbi Yossi, Demin Yokrat. So now they go to this interesting story that Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, right, was learning his Talmud, his Rebbe Muvak was Rabbi Yossi, Demin Yokrat. Shav gave Ate to come at Rabbi Ashi, and he left him and came to learn with Rabbi Ashi. So Yomachad Shamed Kagaris. One day, there's a different versions here in Rashi. We'll go with the second version. Yom Echad Shamed de Kagaris, he heard that Rav Ashi, Rashi says the second Lishna Achrina, the Rashi says there, Chad Shamed Lishna Achrina, Yom Echad Shamed Rabbi Yossi, but Avin Rav Ashi de Kagaris. He heard Rav Ashi, that Rav Ashi was saying like this, Amar Shmuel, Hashole Dag Bin Ayam B'Shabbat, Kevin Shiavash Bo Kesel Achayev. And if you shole dag b'yam, you pull a fish out of the sea, right, on Shabbos. So once it gets dry, like a sel, there's a part of it, the size of a selakoi on its skin dries up, so you chayiv. So Amar Lei, so now he overhears Rav Ashi saying this. So Rav Yosef Bar Avin, who's a new Talmud with Rav Ashi, he says to him, Amalei, Velema Mar, Ubain Snapirav. Maybe that's only relevant if that piece of skin that's dried up is between the fins, not just anywhere on the body. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi says to him, Velo Sabala Mar, Dahahi Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Avin Amra. Amalei, shouldn't you say the name of Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin? And Rashi says over there, if you look at the Rashi, the last wide lines, V'lo sabla mar dahai ubein snapirav, this chirush abiyah that only applies between the fins, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, I mean, he said it, klomar, my time lo amar tle mishmei, why don't you give him credit and say in his name, shekol amed davar b'shem omer v'igul ala olam, we know it's a big schut, to say something in the name of the person who said it. So if it was Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin who made that chirush, why don't you at least say b'shem omer? So he says to him, Ananihu, I'm him. Rather sound like the parsha this morning, right? Ani Yosef. The last thing he expected. He says, Ani, Anahu, Ananihu, I'm him. So Amale, Velav Kamed Rabbi Yossi Demin Yokrat Have Shachiach Mar. But weren't you a regular? I mean, he was obviously a well known guy. And he said, but don't you frequent the Beit Midrash Rabbi Yossi by Demin Yokrat? He says, Amale, Hein, yes. The Mishrash changed from him to hen. He says, yes. So why did you leave him and come here? This is a terrible story. I'll be honest with you, I didn't look into too much detail about this, but there must be better explanations to this than just what meets the eye. We'll see in a moment. So Amar Lei, he says to him, how could I stay with him? Gavre de al brave al barte lochas. He's got no rachamim for his own son and daughter. Alai didi echichas. How would he have rachamim on me? How could I live from a guy like that? So it says, the Gemara now asks, Bereimai, it looks like not Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi never asked the question. This seems like the Gemara. Bereimai, also with the Berei. So he says, Yom Echad Habu Agrele Agira Bedabra. It happened that his father, this Rabbi Yossi, had workers for him working in the fields or working somewhere. Right? Nagileu, it got dark. They brought them food. So Amrulay Lebray. So they said to his son, right? They saw his son out there and they said, Kafninan, right? Havu, we're starving. So Yatve Tute Tainta, they're sitting under a fig tree. Amar, his son now says, Taina, Taina, Hotsiu Perotecha Vyuchlu Pole Abba. Bring forth some fruits. Obviously, it wasn't the fruit season. There weren't any fruits on the tree. He said, my father's workers can eat. Afiku vachlu. They indeed. The fruit came and they ate. Alachi vachi atavu amale. So in the meantime, now, Rabbi Yossi de Minyokrat arrives. And he sees the guys feeling bad. Obviously, he says to them, Lotin kutli b'dataychu. Rashi says, Ya'al tachshduni shelo hevet lachem uznotar. Don't be angry with me. Don't have bad thoughts of me that I never brought you food up until now. Right, the nagana a mitzvah tarachta. The reason I waited until now is I was busy with it with mitzvahs. I wasn't just playing games. Varhashta hudet zagara says yesterachti bichad to finish ramash now, and that's why I came straight away. So Amulei, they said, you know what? We bless you, Rachman lisavach. God should give you sova, give you satisfaction. Ki hechi de izbaan barech, just like your son gave us. So now he's a. Now he's a little bit upset over here, right? What's going on over here? So Amalei Umeicha, where did it come from? So Amru, Hachi Vachi, I must tell him the whole story about the son. So Amalo, he turns to his son and says, Bini, Atai, Drachte et Konech, Lotzi, Taina, Perotea, Shlobis, Mana. You troubled your master to bring fruits out that aren't in the right time. It wasn't the season. Yasef, Shlobis, Mana, you'll die, not in the right time. So he says to his son. Right, so Rosh says, no, and Barte Mahavik, when he said that the guys are going to Narachman on his son or daughter. So Barte Mahi, she says, Havelei Barte Balat Yofi, a beautiful daughter. Yom Echad Chazila Hu Gavre Da Habe Kariyei Behutze Veke Chazila. Rosh says, Abiyad Habe Kariyei Behutze, Soter Gader, he broke down a wooden fence, then he stakel Derech HaNeket, like look through the hole to see this girl. He caught a guy outside the fence, peeping in on his daughter. Now, she was probably clothed, right? Just that he was going to look at her. Right, so Amarlo. So he says to the guy there, my eye, what's going on over here? Rashi says, Yamata Mayenka, what are you doing here? So Amarle, Rabbi says, Im lokhalo zachiti, I won't have the schut to marry her. Lir otalo eske, I shouldn't have the schut to see her, to look at her. So Amarla, so now he says, turns to his daughter. He says, Biti, kemetzaret lahu lebraita shuvi lafrech. You causing trouble to the creations. In other words, your beauty has too much for these people. Go back to your dirt. Right? Va'ali chashlu b'beich b'nei Adam. That people shouldn't be, you're like a stumbling block for people. And the Bach adds in, yavachein hava. And so it happened. Now again, like I said, I didn't look into it. I didn't get a chance to see Steinzeltz this morning. I'm not sure. I'm sure that there's. I can't believe it has really happened. I don't know. There's something happening here.
Yeah.
I'm saying so. Whether it happened or didn't happen, I don't know. But this was enough for Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin to decide that that's not the place he wants to be. Okay, so he got up and took up shop with Rabbi Ashi. Now, but the Gemara now. What's interesting? The Gemara now tells another story about him. How great he was. Havelei. Who's he? We're talking here about Rabbi Yossi from, what was that place called? Barokta. Right? He says, Rabbi Yossi de Minyokrat. Right? The Gemara says, Havelei ahu chamra. He had this chamor, not wine this time. Now he had a donkey. Right? Have a chamra. Could have agri like kol yom le'urta have a mishaj le'agra. Where he used to rent him out for the whole day. And the renters who were using the donkey would put the money in the saddle and send him back home. Right? So he'd come to his master, come back home. If they put too much, from the word tfei, right, more, or batshile, or too little. Loat, you wouldn't come. Right? This sounds like, who was that other, we had a donkey as well. Maybe he knew about kosher. We had a Gemara like that. Yeah. So Yom Echad Inchu Zuga de Sandala. It happened that somebody forgot. Rashi says Inchu forgot Shachachu a pair of sandals on the donkey. Velo Azla Ad Shaklunu Mina Bahadur Azla. The donkey wouldn't leave till the people had taken their sandals. So we see over here that in spite of all of this, Rabbi Yossi Dimin de Yokrat was a tzaddik. Right? I mean, my dog's dog.
I don't know. He was a tzaddik. His donkey was.
His donkey. Okay.
Another interesting story about
a donkey. Yeah. Okay. But they are telling us about other people who all had sort of extra special behavior. Elazar ish birta. Kad havu chazule gabay tzedaka. Havu tashu mine. So now the other way around. Normally the gabay tzedaka, the collectors, the mushlachim, they're scouting out the guys. He had the exact opposite. When they used to see him, they used to go hide. Right? The chomai da havu gabay. Because if he had on him, yeah, they'd give away. What happened one day? He was going to the market to buy Nadunya. He thought he was getting married, to buy Nadunya. Buy her, right? Chazu gabay tzedaka. They saw him. Tashu, hid away from him. So Azav Rapatra, he ran after them. Amar lehu, Ashba'atichu b'maaskinan. I swear to you, tell me what you're doing. Amulei b'yato v'yatoma. We're dealing, look, raising money for orphans. Amalein ha'avodah. Rashi says, yeah, avodah is a lashon shvuah. Right, shvuah. He says, shehen kodmin lebiti. They're more important than my daughter. Shakal called them, b'yada v'yada. They took everybody here and gave them to them. Pashlei chad zuzi. One zuz left over. Right, so zavan bay. The Bach changes. Zavan bay chitei v'asik. He bought one thing of chitim, of wheat, and he went home. Shadyei ba'achlava. What's the achlava? Rashi says, yeah, otzar shel chitim. In the storehouse, where he would normally keep it. Atai Devitu, his wife came home. Amrila Lebarte says to the daughter, my item, what did your father bring? Amrila, koma da iti bachlava shara. Whatever's in the storeroom is his, he brought. Atila miftach bababa da achlava. She came to open the gate of this warehouse. Chazat, she saw, achlava de maliach is full of wheat. To what extent? The kanafke betzino de dasha. There's like coming out of the doors, like through the cracks in the doors, and like between the doors and the doorposts, the wheat's pushing out. Velo miftach bav mechita, and it's so full that the door's like pushed out, can't even open the door. The pressure on the door, she can't even open the door. Asle bart lebe midrash, so his daughter ran to the midrash. Amran said to him, bo re'eh ma asalecha o avech. Right, she calls her first to Hashem, the one who loves you. Look what he did. Amala, she obviously told him, ha'avodah, again a shvua, harein hegdesh alaich. This is hegdesh, kadosh. Ve'ein lach bahen ele ke'echad mi'aniyei Yisrael. They're not all yours. You could, most you could have from there, it's like an ani. So I don't know, maybe maser or truma, whatever the case was, maser, ani. That's all that you can have out of it. Okay, another story there, that was about Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Now we go back to Amoraim and Tanaim who try to bring to daven for rain. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Gazer Tanit, he made a fight. Rashi points out over here, although we know this, that Haya Beno Shabin Gamliel Bar Rebbe. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is Rebbe's grandson. Yehuda Nasiya, and his father was Gamliel. So he says, he Gazer Tanit, he made a fast day. Bai Rachme, Velo Atimitri, daven, no rain came. So he says, like as Amar Kame Ike Mishmur Aramati Le Yehuda Ben Gamliel. That's he's Yehuda Ben Gamliel. That's what Rashi said, yeah, he's Yehuda Ben Gamliel. He said, look at the difference between Shmur Aramati to me. Rashi says, Shmur Aramati, She Yordin Geshamim Bishvilo. He says, I look at Yehuda, my Yomi quotes a passing over there. Vachshav Ba'in Kol Yisrael, he says, now Rashi says, now the whole of Yisrael comes, Vitilu Arab Yehuda Ben Gamliel, the Tzavach, and it's still upon me the responsibility to shout out, Veleike de Mishkach, but nobody pays attention to me. He said, look at me, he says, Shwar Amati, when he davened out, brought rain. Look at the oil, he says like this, Oilo ledor shechen nitka. He says, one to that generation who's stuck in such a way, and Oilo lemi she'alta b'yamav. Right? And woe unto him, who I suppose is in charge of that generation, the kach. That it turned out to be so much for them. Chalash da'atei, from saying this, he got weak-hearted, got very upset. And as a result of that, the rain came. Okay, another story. Debei Nasiya, Gazar Tanit. From in the Nasi's in the court. The Debei Nasiya, I suppose they had rabbanan there, they had rabbis, and they were gozer fast. Velo diyanel Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They never knew about it. Let's Safra Odian in the morning they come and tell the guys, we declared a fast yesterday. So Amar Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. You know, Reish Lakish says, Halo Kabina Alan Miurta. We learned this the other day, right? We learned a couple of days ago. That in order to make the fast, you have to know already at Ba Mincha. We had a machlok, is it at Mincha, the Tfilah of Mincha or at Mincha Tam? But you have to mekabel the fast at mincha for today. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shach says, Rabbi Yochanan, what are we going to do? Are we going to fast? So Amar Lei says, don't worry. Anan batrayu garerinan. Interesting. It's very important because that's why if it's a fast, a tiny tzibur, I would imagine based on this, that if it's written in the luach and the Beit Din make a fast, even though you yourself didn't know about it and take it upon yourself, you can rely on it in the morning and fast, even if you only heard about it in the morning. Because that's what Rabbi Yochanan. He says, yeah. He says, garinan, grurin umeshuchin anu acharehen. We are towed like after them. Ukemi sheki blanan, if we be accepted it upon ourselves. Another story about the Bein Nisya. The Bein Nisya gaza tanita v'loatamit, rain never came. Tane lehu oishia ze'ira demin chavraya. So there's oishia ze'ira. I think I saw Rashi says, ze'ira min chavraya, tsa'ir shebe yeshiva. He was the youngest one there in the yeshiva. Rashi says, v'hai de kari lehachi, why they call him ze'ira? Mishum de oishia achina ha'vehatu. There's two oishias. So they called, there was oishia and the young oishia. Right? So Vahaya he cries out like this. He learns this pasuk. He says, "Vahaya im me'enei ha'eda na'asta lishkaga." So he says, "The me'enei ha'eda." Who's the enei? Rashi says, "Yeah, zekeini me'irei enei ha'am." In other words, he's blaming Bein Nisya while the rain's not coming. He says, "Your own fault." Mashal lekala. He says, "It's a mashal to a bride. She went avia. She's still in her husband, in her father's house. Cause manche enei ha'fort. So long as her eyes are still beautiful." Rashi says, Rashi says, since these the Bein Nisya were the eyes of the nation, Rashaim, they were wicked. Therefore Hashem didn't pay attention to them. But look at the mashal, he says, here. He says, so long as she's in her father's house and she's still there looking after her, and her eyes are beautiful. Ain't called goof or chicken, you ain't chicken the goof. It's partially if her eyes are still beautiful, then her whole body must be beautiful. And now true thought. But if we see her eyes are giving a problem over here, call Gufa Tshicha Bidika. So he calls us out, basically rebukes the Bein Nisya. He says, they the Einei Ha'am, and therefore their eyes are rotten. Therefore you don't have to check much further. It's Pashut why the rain isn't coming. What do you expect from Rashaim like these? Rain will come. So in the meantime, they didn't like this. Atu Avdei, the Bein Nisya, sent his henchman. Veramule sudra betzavare. Look at this. They wrapped a it's terrible this. They put it like a sudra, like a scarf, around his neck. I suppose they choked him, I don't know. The kimitzarule, and they started causing him suffering. Right, Rashi says, Eloisha Toisha. So Amrulehu, he said to them, the Bnei Matya, his town folk, the people in the town, saw what was going on. They said to him, Chavkeit, leave him alone. Daha nami mitzar lan. He also bothers us all the time. However, kevin dechazin lechol mila leshum shamayim, since we see that really he gives us a hard time, but it's l'shem shamayim. So therefore, lo amri le'amini, we ignore him, and we let him go. Atu nami shavkuhu, you too let him go. Don't take it too personally when he's saying it's l'shem shamayim. Don't, etc. Okay. That's the story there of Bein Nisya. Rebbe Gazar Tanitav Lu'atamitra. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi himself. Nachid Kame Ilfa. V'amrila Rebbe. So some say Ilfa and Nachid Kame Ilfa and some say it was Rebbe Ilfa. So Nachid Kame, right? Ilfa came down in front of him with Nachid, went down to Daman. Rashi says, Livna Teva, right? He went to Daman. Nachid, again, with Mama Kim. Amar Mashiva Ruach. He said, Mashiva Ruach. Nasha Zika, the wind started blowing. Morida Geshem, the rain should fall, Atamitra. So now Rebbe sees that Ilfa, it just happened. And him, it didn't happen. So Amalei, Ma'uvdach, what have you done? He understands that this guy has done something great. So Amalei, Dayar Nebekusta, the Chiket Leleit Bechamre, the Kiddush of Avdalta. I lived in a town, Russia's over here, that was such a poor place. They never had any money for wine, for Avdolo Kiddush. Tarach Nevatina Chamre, the Kiddush of Avdalta. I made an effort and I got the wine. I made them, I was helping them being Yotzei Lechovatam with the Abdullah and Kiddush. So that was it. The Gemara says over there, you see over there that these little acts were able to give him the schut to daven for rain. Rav Iklahu Acha, Rav arrived in the town. It wasn't water. Gaza Tanita. And again, Velo Atamitra. So Nachid Kamei Shlichet Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur went in down into the front of the Teva. Amar Shiva Ruch Menashiv Zika, same thing, and the wind blew. Amar Rudageshem Ba'at Tamitra, same thing, the rain, the Amalei Mayuvdach. So Amale Mikri de Dar de Kiana. He says, I teach children. Umakrin lebne ania kebne atira. And I don't distinguish between rich and poor. The whole little F Shalay lo shakina mine median. Those who can't afford it, they don't pay me anything. The itli pira de chvari. He says over here, Rashi says over here, pira de chvari, mechilot shel dagim. It's got like fish ponds. Fish ponds. The whole man de pasha. Right, and we said the whole man of Bashi says over here, the low bayi mikra, what the kids, right, that I want to learn, that I want to learn to read. Machdine le minayu, I bribe them with these fish. Umesadrina le, and I organize them with faisin le ad ati vakari. So he sees over here the extent that he went to help little kids learn, and that gave him the koach to bring the rain. Rav Nachman Gazar Talita, Rav Nachman instituted a fast. By Rachma, he dove in Veloat Mitra, and rain didn't come. Amar Shaklu le Nachman, he says, he talks about himself in the third person. He tells the people around him, Shaklu le Nachman, grab him, Chavuto min Gud la'ara, and throw him down from the wall to the ground. In other words, this Nachman, he needs to be thrown. Chalashda, in saying this, Chalashda tev atemitra, and the rain came. Okay, Rabbi Gazatanita, Rabbi Nagavit Betanit, by Rachma and Veloat Mitra, same story, he dove in, no rain came. Amulei, they said to him, Bahar Rabbi Yehuda, ki ave gaza tanita atamitra. So saying to Rabbi, what sort of Rabbi are you? When Rabbi Yehuda used to daven, rain came. Well, what's with you, Rabbi? So Amar Lehu, listen to that. They sort of like, right? That's a bit of a tough one. Say, so, well, who are you, Rabbi? When Rabbi Yehuda used to daven, the rain came. So he says to him, Amar Lehu, he said to them, my Avid, what can I do? What, I don't know what to do. He's a bit lost. If it's because of learning, listen to this. Our generation, says Rabbi, we are a better generation in learning than that generation was. The Bishan and Rabbi Yehuda, during Rabbi Yehuda's time, called Tanuya, all their learning was focused on Benezikin, on Seder Nezikin. Right? We're now in Moed. So you've got Zrayim, Moed, Nashim, then Nezikim, Kochim, Matar. They only kosher on Nezikin. Look at Rashi. On the Tosfot side, limudam lo haya gadol ela beseder nezikin. That's what they concentrated on. Benezikin ave. Va'anan kematnitin b'shita sadri. And we learn all six sidras. V'chiyavi matri abihuda b'uktzi. When he came to uktzi, uktzi is the difficult part of Tarot. They're all about like with the laws of the fruit, like with all the things that are added on the leaves and the branches and the twigs, etc. So we're not going to go into the sugya now. Right? Tohorin, that's the whole sugya there. What would he answer? How would they answer in their times? They'd say, Havaya Dravu Shmuel Kechazina. Kechazina Hacha. He says, this is like the Havaya of Shmuel, and in other words, like Rav and Shmuel, the most difficult sugyas in Shasha, Havaya Dravu Shmuel. These are difficult, that's how they'd refer to it. But Anan, us. When we learn Uktzin, Klei Sar Metivta, we learn 13 Masechtas in Uktzin. However, he says, Rabbi, but Rabbi recognizes the story over here. He says, however, Be'ilu Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Have Shalev Chad Masana, where you just take off one shoe for the fast, because in the fast you can't wear shoes. By the time he's taken off one shoe, Ati Mitra, the rain really came pouring down. Va'anar Ketzavchinan Kule Yoma, we shout to them the whole day. So he can't understand. He says, it can't be because of the learning. Because as far as learning is concerned, our learning is much, at least, I don't know, better, but much broader, the scope, than them. So maybe Imishu Muvda, maybe the Masim, maybe I didn't have Vera, he says. So he says, Iike de Chaza Midi, if someone saw something, Lema, tell me. So now, so Rabbi starts off. They come and they're sort of like shtochim, right? They say, Rabbi, what's happening? When Rabbi Yehuda would daven for rain, the rain would come pouring down. You, nothing's happening. So he starts off nicely. Maybe it's because of the learning, but our learning's better. Maybe this is a master. Someone saw a master, tell me. But now, look, now I think like now it turns them a bit. Avamaya su gedolei hador. But what can the gedolim do? Meaning himself, right? Shaim Doro, Dome Yafe, the generation isn't fitting. You're stalking me, my boys. I want the problem. You're the problem. I'm fine. Rav, what can you do? That's my those are my people. And the Gemara tells Rabbi Yehuda Chazahun Ahenu Beitrei Davu Kepartzei Berifta, that they weren't behaving nice. They were acting like pritzim with bread. Rashi says over here Pritzei Berifta. Rashi says over here Zorkim Otam Zeleze. They were throwing bread at each other. The Bach adds in over here, they were playing with each other, like they were playing soccer with a loaf of bread. Amar, he said, Shma mina ikasova ba'alma. If people are throwing bread around like this, there must be abundance in the world. The world's got too much. Yahiv Aine, so he turned to the world, Have Kafna, and it suddenly became famine, drought, poverty. Amar Rabbanu Rav Kahana Berei Rav Nechunya. Now it's a bit tricky over here. We're talking over here about Rav Yehuda, right? Because he's the one we started with Rav Yehuda. He would daven, and we said, we see the power now. He decided there's too much in the world. They're wasting food, and he caused famine. So now Chachamim need to undo this. So Amar Rabbana, and Rabbana said to Rav Kahana, who was Bereid Rav Nechunya, he was Rav Nechunya's son, and Rav Nechunya, who was the Shamus, right? Shamei, Rav Yehuda's Shamus. I'm not sure if Rav Nechunya was the Shamus, or Rav Kahana, the son of Nechunya, he was the Shamus. I think Rav Kahana was the Shamus. Right? Someone check me up over there. Right? But I'm thinking he was the Shamus. So he says to him. Right? He says to him. I'm just finding the Bach over here. Shamei Demar. Right? De Shachiach. Shamei Demar. That's right there. He was the Mar Shamus. And why? What was relevant? To Shachiach Kamei. He was a guy who was regularly there, right? He was in coming out all the time. So they said to him, Ni'aseya, cause it to happen, De'lifuch bepitche de'samuch l'shuka. They try and get Rabbi Yehuda to come out of the Beit HaMidrash through the door that's close to the marketplace, right? Rashi says, Ni'aseya, ya'asenu she'yetzei l'chutz. Get it to happen, right? Make it happen. Asaya, he did it. Benafak Leshuka, he came out into the marketplace. And what does he see? Chazaknufia. He sees the marketplace, there's nothing there. It's proper famine. Nothing happening. Amar Leu. So he said to the guys, My high? What's happening here? He wasn't even aware what he had done. Amulei, Achuspe de Tamri. So he says, My, what's that? He sees all the people there. Sorry. Benafak Leshuka, Chazaknufia. He sees a whole group of people gathered around it. Right? So he says, Amulu Maha, what's this gathering of you? So Amulei, Achuspe de Tamre Kaimi, they're gathering around this like barrel or whatever of Tamarim. The Kamis Daven, he sees that they're all lining up, right? There's no food. They're lining up to buy the Tamar. Amar, he says, Shma mina kafne ba'alma. See over here now that there's famine in the world. Amulei Leshame, he says to his Shamas, Shlofli misanai. This is the story. The Gemara brought the story because remember that Rabbi said about Rabbi Yehuda that when he even took off one shoe, the whole rain came. This is the story, right? So he says, "Shalof li misane, take off my shoe. Shalaf lechad misane, take off one of the shoes. Va'ata mitra. Ki mata lemishlaf achinu. He's about to take off the other shoe. Ate Eliyahu. Eliyahu appears to him and says, "Va'amalei, Amara Kadosh Baruch Hu, I shalaft achrina." That's too much. If you bring the next shoe, I'm destroying the world. Right? Again, I'm not sure what the story is. I'm not sure what the story of destroying the world is. Maybe it would have been too much rain. But bottom line, you saw the koach of Rav Yehuda. That was Rabbi was referring to. That he took off the one rain, but he brought the in there. So now, Rav Mari, Bara de Batshmuel, he's Batshmuel's son. And we learned before about Batshmuel that Shmuel's daughters were captured. And she ended up being pregnant from her captor, and she married him, it appears, and that's why he's called Bat Shmuel, not after the father, he's named after the mother. Right? He says, Ana have keimna aguda de nahar papa. I was standing there on the naguda nahar papa. Rashi says, Ahu yoma da avad Rav Yehuda hachi. The day that Rav Yehuda did this, she's giving Eidut over here now, Marbereid Rav Shmuel. He says, Chazai le malachei. He says, I saw the angels. The idmul lemalcha, they appeared like sailors. The kamaiti chale umelunu laarve. They brought, Rashi says, ya chale, chol. They brought chol, and they filled up the boats. Vahava kimcha, and it became kemach, became flour. right? The smida, Rashi says, "Via kimcha smida solit, like fine flour." V'heinatzman mochinoto. He says, "I saw the angels involved in this. That it wasn't just suddenly the crops grew, right?" So now listen to this. So he saw this happening. He saw this miracle taking place. And v'atu kule alma lev mizvan, and the whole world, everyone was coming now to buy the grains. The Bach adds inya. He says, "V'atu kule alma lev mizvan mine va'amine lehu," right? And I, not Amar Lehu Va'amina, because he's telling the story. Va'amina, and I said to them, "Meha lo tizbun, don't buy from this." Why? The Ma'aseh Nisimu, because this is Ma'aseh Nisim. We saw the same thing with who was it? With the storehouse, right? We told his daughter Zegdesh, "You can't have it." Right? The same thing over here. He says, "This is Ma'aseh Nisim." We learned in the Daf the other day. I think much of Rashi says it over here. But we learned the other day in the Daf that if you benefit from Nisim, so menakin lecha from Olam Haba. Remember that? He says, the Ma'aseh Nisim, we don't write the Lemachar, Achin Arbe Dechiti de Parzina. He says, tomorrow, if you stick around till tomorrow, so the boats are going to come from Parzina. Then Rashi says, Avia Parzina Shei Makom. Right, Rashi says Makom, right. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, that ends off that whole sugi there about Rabbah. So Rav Ikla La Hagrunya. Rav in the place Hagrunya. Gazra Tani. Obviously, they needed rain. Made a Tani. Velo Atamitra. And rain never came. Amalehu Beito. So he says, Amalehu. So he said to all the people there, "Bitu Kula Alme Badani Taichu. Carry on eating. Don't stop fasting." Right? Even though the rain hasn't come yet, we're not stopping the fast. Lamachar Amalehu said to them, "Mi'ike de Chazachilma. Lema. Whoever saw it had a dream, tell us your dream." So Amar Lehu Rabbi Lazar Mihagronia. So Rabbi Lazar said like this, "Ledidi Akriun Bechalmi." It was read out to me. Akriun was read to me. Rashi says over here, you can try to get Rashi says, "Akron. Hekruni. Hayiti Kore Bechalmi." I was reading in the dream. Shalem Shlom Tav. Lerav Tav. Miribon Tav. Shalom Tov, right? A good shalom to a good guy from a Ribon Tov. Meaning a good message to a good guy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. De mituve meitiv la'ame, from the one who gives good to his nation. So Amar, so now see, like Rabbi said, Shma mina, et ratzon hi, mi baye rachme. Seeing that, okay, you got this dream, et ratzon, time to ask for rachamim, baye rachme va'atem mitra. Okay, so there's the story. Okay, another story, Ahu Gavra, di chayev nagde, it was chayev malkot, right? Nagde is malkot, I think Rashi even says it, yeah. Nagda Malkut, yes. The Nagda. So he was Chayev Nagda, Bebei Dina de Rava. Why? Mishum de Baal Kutit. Because he slept, was caught sleeping with a Kuti, with a Goya. Nagda Rava Vamit. Rava gave him Malkut and he died. I don't even worry Rava too much. Because he probably figured it was Chayev Mitenia. I don't know. Right? But the king, right, they were under the rules of the king. The Shvar Malka was the Persian king. Right? He heard about it. He was upset. He wasn't so excited that Rava just killed the guy. Maybe you give Malka, we're allowed to give Malka. We can't kill people. Right? So listen to this. Amrele Ifra Hirmiz Aime the Shvar Malka Libra. So the king's mother, right? Her name here is Ifra Hirmiz. He says, I'll at least explain the first part of Rashi. He says, Kach Shema Ifra Chen Yofi. And this is a shady Mayad. Okay, I'm not sure what shady word. Maybe she had special fourth powers. So she said to her son, "Let them be these Jews." Right? So she says to him, "Lo lehavelach esedom v'adah." Don't stop with these Jews. The whole man, the bain, mimara, whatever, ask from their father, from their master, Yaivle. She obviously knows about the rain, that they ask for her, they get rain. So Amarla, they said, come. So Amarla, Mahi, what's the story? What do you mean? What's so great about them? So he says, Bayin Rachmei v'ate mitra. They ask for rain, and they get it. They ask mercy. Amarla, so he said to her, okay. Amarla, hu mishum de zimne de mitra hu. He says, that's not because of that. That's because the Zimun and Mitru, a big deal. It's a fastness. They daven for rain in the winter. Where are we like now? We say Mashiach Miragashem now, right? During the winter. So a big deal. The rain's coming. The rain would come out of Mashiach Miragashem. He says to his mother, let's see if now, but Kufat Tammuz Velati Mitra. Let's see now if these Jews can put it together in the summer. Shalchel el Rava, called Rava, right? Chavin da'atechu bai rachme. He concentrated and asked for rachamim. Delay timitra, the rain should come. I don't know, maybe they said to him, shalchel el Rava, chavin da'atechu bai rachme, delay timitra. She says to him, right, that rain should come. By Rachmei velo atimitra. It never happened. So Rava says, Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, and he quotes the pasuk over here, that the pasuk says like this, the pasuk in Tehillim, Elohim, Be'ozneinu shamanu, in our ears you heard, Avoteinu, Be'ozneinu shamanu avoteinu, where we've heard about our forefathers, Sipru lanu, told us, Po'al pa'alta b'mehem, b'mei kedim, what you've done in the past. In other words, we understand that the miracles happen today, but we've got a history that you've done miracles for our ancestors, right? Make him. Va'anu says, "Be'einenu lo ra'inu." We never saw with our eyes. Ata mitra ad shafuch marzavei detzipori lediglat. Right? He says that the rain came tumbling down in such a great amount, shafuch from the marz of the gutters of Tzipori to diglat to the Chidekel River. That's how far the rain came. Ka'at avua itchazidei bechalme. His father came to him in his dream. Va'amale and said to him, "Mi ikid demitrach kamei shmaya kulahai? Did you trouble Shamayim so much?" So now his father in the dream says to him, "Right, Amale shanei duchtech, change your place, right? Shanei duchtech. In other words, be careful. Don't sleep in your normal places. Yeah, we sleep in. Instead of yeah, shanei duchtech, change his place." Lamachar Ashkeche, the next day he found the Misham Purayu Besakine, that his bed was full of stabbing holes, knife holes. Right? So he understood that from Shamayim they weren't very Rashi says yeah, right? Ashane mitatech, al tishka v'mitatcha halayla. His father said to him, right, don't sleep in your bed. Right, don't sleep in your bed because he knew that it was going to be too dangerous. Rashi said Besakine, Shatu Shadim Lohorgo. Maybe these were the shadim of Hermes, of the mother, right? V'chatchu et mita, they cut up his bed. V'hayu ra'amre, so they say, v'chatchu et shchunim v'perek azura, v'likur rava, rava, nazuf haya. Because in the Gemara there, it says that rava was nazuf. And lo matzinu lo nezifa b'chol ashas, ele b'ze ha-ma'aseh, k'shebikesh ha-geshamim b'tamuz v'lo l'tzorech. This is the only place we found that rava did anything. We call the rava nazuf, which referred to rava nazuf. Is in that Gemara, in this Gemara over here, where he took Rav Papa Gazat, and now the Gemara carries on. Rav Papa Gazat Tanit velo atemitra, rain didn't come, chalish libe, right? Saraf pincha de daisa. Now listen to this. This is difficult Gemara. He called a fast, and people are busy fasting. And now he's feeling weak because the rain isn't coming. What does he do? Saraf pincha de daisa, eats a bit of porridge. Ubaye rachme, and then asked for porridge. Maybe he was weak from the strife, so he felt he had a bit of chizuk, so he went to eat. And everyone else is busy fasting, right? Ubaye rachme velo atemitra. So Amar le Rav Nachman bar Ushpasti, he says to him Rakwad in a cynical way. He says, "E sarif mar pincha chriti the daisa atimitra." He says, "You know what's missing here? You need to eat some more. You got the whole world fasting and you're busy eating. You want the rain to come. Go eat some more. Come on, that's a good way to do it." Right? So Ichsif, he got all embarrassed. V'chalash da'atei v'atemitra. The rain came. See, there's a bit of a thread over here, right? Every time one of these tam chachamim here think they can just ask for rain, doesn't happen. Then when they chalash da'atei, suddenly they start feeling bad about themselves. It's the humility that now brings the rain. Thinking that you're a big shot asking for rain doesn't help the rain. It's only when Hashem puts you in a situation where you've got to really appreciate that you haven't got the koach that you get the koach, right? That Shalonada, okay. Rab Chanina ben Dosa Havaka Azil Barucha, he was walking on the way, Atamitra, the rain started. I'm walking, yeah, the whole world's relaxing, and I'm walking. And Chanina Betzar. Look, Rashi's called out, Rabbi Chanina, he was a Tana, says Rashi Avia, right? Rashi's Rabbi Chanina, he was a Tana. So he says, now, so Pasak Mitra, the rain stopped. Kimata Levite, when he gets home, he says, the rain stopped, right? Kimata Levite gets home now. I'm going to find Rosh Hashanah, you're right. Actually, I was right. Kula Betzar, why are they all Betzar? Because there's no rain. Because he stopped the rain. So he says, Kula Betzar, she vaxin in front of, there weren't rain. V'chanina Benachan, I'm pretty cozy now because I'm dry, right? Rashi Shani, Yoshe Bebeti, Ve'in Tzrich Lushkamim, Fish, and he said, oh, I've got no fields. So I'm fine. Atia Bitra, the rain started coming again. Okay, so we see over there, so now I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, on this story over here of Rav Chanina ben Dusa, someone, I think Manny mentioned the other day, is Manny here? I don't see Manny here. Mentioned the other day about the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, right? When we said the Kohen Gadol, we mentioned about that the walls, the houses shouldn't collapse, and he said that the Kohen Gadol davened for the Anshei Sharon, that they also, then we said, Asher, so he says, I'm Rav Yosef, Maya Hanile Tzlutu the Kohen Gadol, Gabriel Rav Chanina ben Dusa. I don't understand if you've got a problem now. Look at Rashi. Keshiyami palel tefillah. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to daven a tefillah. B'yom HaKippurim, Rashi says, Shaya Omer, he says, like this, Al yikanes levnecha tefillat ovrei drachim. Says to God, don't listen to the guys that are walking on the way, they're going to daven to stop rain. Right? Rabbi Chanina mevatel al tzlut el Kohen Gadol. And yet we see that Rabbi Chanina over here, he's completely annulling that tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Sh'af ha'pichein shama ha'kadosh baruch hu tefillato pasik mitra. So Yosef's got a big tie over here. He says, what's happening? The Kohen Gadol specially says to Hashem, don't intervene because of the prayers of Rei Drachim, because the Rei Drachim are selfish. They want it to be dry while they're walking, if the world needs rain. And here we see that Rabbi Chanina ben Dusa did exactly that. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, no, Yami Palel Tzulak Shabbat Belachitzon, Mai Tzulut to the Kohen Gadol, especially Matzli Rabbanan, Matzli Rabin Bar Adasai, hold on, my ahanilei lefanav. Hayah palel tzulak shabbat belachitzon. My matzle. So what they used to daven, says the Gemara. Rabbi bar Adav, the Amir Travah, this is like this, be spread to Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda tzulak v'nech Hashem lokeinu. Sheteh shana zu geshuma v'shchuna. This year should be rainy and hot. Right? Rashi says, via shchuna, chama. Kamo chamotir eti or. To get me on it, it's shchina. So when we say shchina, Ma'aliyatehi. So he says that's fantastic. Adraba griotehi. It's bad. Why? Ele im shchuna tihegush. It doesn't mean that it could be a hot rain and a hot and rainy. They don't go together. So he said im shchuna tihegushuma utlula. Vali kenes levanecha. He says im shchuna tihegushuma. If it's going to be hot, look at Rashi. Kashi chamat shichaz gishvim mod tadir. It's going to be hot. We're going to need more rain. Right? For Ali Kazavnechas of Drachim, don't listen to the people that are traveling. You know, I think, end of Avia.